Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Just today, we heard confirmation that low-cost airline carrier Mango Airlines, which is a subsidiary of SAA, has temporarily suspended all flights and services today until further notice due to outstanding payments to the air traffic navigation services. To help us understand more about the story and, of course, reflect on the news we heard yesterday about Mango going into business rescue, we joined by Benediction Zubane, spokesperson of Fly Mango SA. Bab Zubane, thank you so much for your time. I can imagine how busy it's been for you today.
If I want to do you once more, it's good to speak to you. It's been very hectic.
Yeah. And maybe let's reflect on just how hectic it is because of this temporary suspension. Give us more details here as to why flights have had to be suspended.
I think I'm trying to separate the two because throughout the day, there's been a narrative trying to link up the suspension in relation to the business rescue that was muted yesterday,
uh-huh.
A decision which is still to be taken. I mean, remember, rightfully so, what the interim SA CEO said yesterday on television was that there is a decision to put Mango into business rescue. So it's a process. A decision has not been made as yet. So we must just wait until that process is exhausted. That's the first thing. The second thing is we owe our creditors, Google. One of them being AT&S. We've been having ongoing discussions with them to an extent that last night what culminated out of those discussions were that we were not reaching some sort of an agreement, but to our surprise, we were not anticipating that this morning they would, you know, ground us temporarily. So basically, we owe AT&S money, and as a result, we could not operate this morning.
Are you able to share with us the challenges that Mango has in terms of managing its creditors? We're well aware of that, as you mentioned, not only moving into business rescue, which has yet to be confirmed, but also the pressure points with AT&S. On average, how long are your debts outstanding for to your creditors?
They're quite long. Remember, this is also exacerbated by the COVID situation and the restriction.
More than 90 days, perhaps?
It's beyond that. It includes the fact that at one stage, leisure travel is allowed to commute. At certain instances, leisure travel is prohibited. So that exacerbates our situation because the minute leisure is prohibited, we're not able to generate sufficient cash flow or revenue to cover our costs. So that has been a challenge that we've been trying to manage all along.
And the previous support offered by government earlier this year, was that not sufficient to manage the load? Or can you explain how that capital was allocated?
Capital is yet to be allocated. You're quite aware that within the government space, and I'm not speaking on behalf of DPE, I mean, they are more privy to say more detail. But suffice to say, within the government space, I mean, you're quite aware that the process that was embarked on was the appropriations bill, which was approved and gazetted sometime mm-hmm. in June. And our expectation was that any time from that period, money should start flowing to us. So as we speak, we're still expecting that money should flow to Mango at any point in time.
So that 819 million is still outstanding at the moment and still being waited on from government?
Yes, as I say, I mean, remember it was a culmination of an appropriations bill process, which is now concluded. And as I say, I mean, we at any time, that money should be flowing. You know, it could be today, it could be whenever, you know. So we eagerly are waiting for that money to flow so that we can recapitalize, use some of the money to pay our creditors and some of the money to recapitalize Mango.
Benediction, it really does sound as though this is a culmination of a world of challenges and leading to great uncertainty in terms of your operations. Are you able to give us some insight as to how you've tried to not only keep operations going, but keeping your staff motivated in these current times?
I think we must acknowledge and give a pat to our staff. I mean, under these trying times, you're quite aware that salaries for June and July have been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But the commitment that we've been getting from our staff is quite commendable. So, and we do encourage that. I think at the ultimate end, both ourselves, our staff, including our shareholder, is the idea is to see Mango being salvageable. And what I mean by that is the idea is, should we go through the business rescue process, it has been muted. And once that process has been finalized, our anticipation is that Mango should be a viable and a sustainable organization.
And the consumers and customers who had flights booked with Mango, I understand today you've managed to separate that and allocate them to other airlines. For those who have flights booked for later this week, later this month, what alternative options do they have available to them?
Just to correct one thing, we did not move our affected customers to any other airline.
Okay.
What the statement is saying is that currently, because of our current financial situation, I think everybody else in the country, including our customers, I mean, if you look at their discretionary income, is also affected.
Mm-hmm.
So we do understand from that perspective. So, but also from a Mango perspective, we could not do anything else except offer them what we call vouchers, which are valid for 24 months from the date of issue. So that is what we can do for now for our customer. But I must also say, remember, we do have a refunds policy. And as I've indicated, I've also shared with media our contact details in relation to our email addresses. So that is one, if you allow me to say, the first one is inquiries@flymango.com. And the other one is vouchers@flymango.com. So we encourage our passengers, our affected passengers, to communicate with us via email. And they must send us their inquiries so that we can process their vouchers as soon as possible. As I say, vouchers are valid for 24 months.
And just on that, I'm assuming it would be dependent on how much you spent and, of course, the terms and conditions that would actually speak to the kind of refund one would be able to attain.
Yeah, remember, this is a voucher equivalent. I mean, you must understand there's other costs.
Mm-hmm.
Including your VAT and including your other airport taxes, cost, et cetera, et cetera. So, but what we're talking about, what Mango was able to receive from our customer and therefore issue a voucher equivalent to that effect. I must indicate there's an element of a booking fee which is also taken into consideration. So customer, when we issue a voucher and they would want to change at a later stage for another flight on Mango aircraft, they'll be able to use that voucher accordingly.
Thank you so much for your time. A difficult time certainly ahead, but we'll await confirmation as to the number one, if the business rescue does continue, and of course when the funding that Mango Airlines does require from government does come through in order to settle some of the concerns with its creditors. Benediction, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. That's Benediction Zubane, spokesperson of Fly Mango South Africa.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.